What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we'll be talking to a beekeeper. I'm so excited to chat about the importance of bees and the health benefits of honey. I have Amy Stringer on the podcast to share her inspiring story on leaving her corporate 9-to-5 to dive headfirst into entrepreneurship, where her mission is to help others with their handcrafted goodness from the hive with a healthy dose of wellness. So with that, let me introduce our special guest. Amy Stringer is a recently retired accounting professional who is now living her dream job. Beekeeping discovered her 6 years ago, and she now manages 15 hives. 2.5 years ago, Amy opened a brick and mortar store in the village of Webster, where she sells handcrafted goodness from the hive. She also gets to share her passion with others. After 20 years of a professional career, Amy is happy to be learning every day, educating others, and doing what she truly enjoys. Welcome to the podcast, Amy.
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here, and I'm truly excited to talk about my passion.
Likewise. Let's dive right in. So let's talk about you. So what or who inspired you to become a beekeeper?
Well, that is an easy one. Strange story. My sister asked for books about bees 1 year, and I was a little taken back by that, but okay, I gave her some books. And then the next thing I knew, she lives in the city of Rochester. She has a small backyard, but she told me she was getting bees in her backyard. And I'm like, what are you doing? What do you mean you're getting bees? Up until that point, I hadn't given honeybees much thought, nor was I even really eating honey at that point. So she gave me a jar of her honey, and she would tell me some interesting facts about the honeybees, and I'd ask her questions, and I had the honey, and it was delicious. I asked her some more questions, and I asked her for another jar of honey, and at one point she said, Amy, I think you should just get your own bees. So I got my own bees. Unfortunately, she no longer keeps bees. And I've gone, like you said, I started 6 years ago with one hive, and I'm now happy to say that I have 15 hives.
15 hives. That's a lot of hives.
It is. It is a lot of hives. I came out of the winter this March with 7 hives, and I have been able to increase my yard for free up to 15 hives, all from swarms, catching my own hives that have swarmed, and then actually doing increases, which is taking a frame of eggs out of one hive and starting a new hive with it. So I've grown.
Well, shout out to you. I mean, we met a few weeks ago and I checked out your shop. I mean, you truly have a unique store and a special store, and you could see the passion, the excitement when we first met, and your store was packed. First of all, it was awesome to see. And you got so many cool products. You have a kids room, and we're going to talk more about that later, but I just wanted to give you a shout out. You're doing something pretty cool.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So let's talk about bees. Why are bees and pollinators so important?
Wow, they are. So, you know, the bees are a sign of a well-functioning ecosystem. And it's amazing to think that 3/4 of the plants that produce 90% of the world's food is pollinated by bees and other pollinators. I mean, that I have to say that a few times in my head, 3/4 of the plants that produce 90% of our food. Where would we be without the bees and other pollinators, right?
Wow. So,
you know, not only are they the world's supreme pollinator, the honeybee allows the planet's land animals, including us, to survive and thrive. And so, you know, a shout out to the bees, right? And not only do they produce, not only do they pollinate our food, but they're also providing a high quality food like honey, royal jelly, and bee pollen, which I actually sell bee pollen here in the store along with the honey. But other products come out of the hive like beeswax, propolis, and venom. And all of these products that I mentioned, food and the products, are used in healthcare and other sectors. And, you know, they're really amazing. It's amazing what the bees can do. One thing I read today, which I was surprised to learn, is that over the past 50 years, the amount of crops that depend on these pollinators has tripled. So that's huge. Not only do the bees play an important role in the agricultural production, but they, you know, they put food on our table, and the bees also put money in the farmers' pockets. So, you know, I mean, we need the bees and pollinators.
So honey is probably the most popular thing produced from bees. That's what we think of when we think of bees. Why is raw honey so nutritious?
Well, I'll tell you. not only is raw honey nutritious, but it's also medicinal. Raw honey, just so you know, there's pure honey, there's raw honey, there's your processed honey that you might find in your supermarket. But raw honey, which I sell in the store, is obtained by me extracting the honey from the hive, allowing it to settle, and straining it without adding any heat at all above 120 degrees. Once you add that heat, and especially once you hold it at a high heat, you're breaking down the honey, and you're taking away all the goodness, and it's just turning into a sweetener at that point. So raw honey will contain traces of pollen, tiny little particles of propolis or beeswax, and all of that stuff is just beneficial to us and really to help us if you have allergies. So, you know, it's got an amazing complex carbohydrates, and they're finding that the higher sugars in those complex carbohydrates actually encourage the growth of friendly bacteria. So there's some signs that it can function as a prebiotic and a probiotic. It has more nutrients than refined table sugar or corn syrup, and it doesn't have huge amounts, but there's enough trace amounts of protein, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals that you're going to want to choose that over table sugar.
But now raw honey, I mean, should we be nervous about, that contains harmful bacteria, harmful toxins? Like, you look at some raw milk, you can get really sick. Yeah. If it's not pasteurized.
Yes, right. No. So they do say that children one and under, because their gut, their digestive system isn't mature enough to break down any of that bacteria that toxin that will be in the honey. Other than that, I mean, raw honey is what we want to eat and want to consume.
Yep. Can you almost say raw honey is just natural honey? Raw honey is just, you know, locally sourced.
Yeah. Raw honey, local, natural. One thing you don't want to call it is organic, because really there isn't any organic honey around here.
Gotcha.
Because there's so much agriculture and the bees have to go quite a distance to come up with some organic plants.
Now, before we dive into the elderberry syrup, which I really want to talk about, that's really cool. I'm going off script here. Almonds and bees. What's the connection between the almonds and the bees?
So the almonds, obviously they cannot, the tree can't produce the almonds without the bees pollinating that flower.
That's what it is.
Nothing.
So it's all about pollination. If we don't have enough bees, they can't pollinate. So then we don't have almonds.
You got it.
And this is one example. You just said, what did you say? 90%?
90%. What did I say? Three quarters of 90% of the world's food. How did I say that? See, I told you I had to look at it. It's three quarters of the plants that produce 90%.
Wow.
Yep.
And that's just one example then, almonds.
And almonds is just one example.
Gotcha, crazy. So tell us more about your elderberry syrup that you make with your honey.
So elderberry syrup is a traditional wellness syrup that has been used for centuries. And there's a long tradition of its use in Europe. And it's known it's known as the country people's medicine chest. There's books dating back centuries telling us how elderberries was used as a folk medicine for a wide variety of ailments. And my grandson loves it over vanilla ice cream. I have some customers that tell me it tastes like Christmas. So I use organic European dried elderberries. I belong to the Elderberry Trade Association, so it allows me to get into some really awesome group buys and get some really amazing quality products. So I use those elderberries. I use distilled water. I use organic cinnamon, cloves, and ginger. And then my honey, and I only specifically use my fall honey because that's my favorite, and it just really lends to a nice flavor. And so I have a lot of customers that use the elderberry syrup as a wellness syrup prophylactically to boost their immune system. And you know, the FDA does allow me to say that elderberry syrup can support your immune system. That is something that they have found, and that is the only thing we can say. Other than that, it's all research and good old facts to back up elderberry syrup. So there's great research done showing that it reduces the duration and lessens the symptoms of any flu virus. So a lot of those cold viruses, but specifically the flu virus. So, you know, during the fall and winter, it's a big seller, but I have a lot of customers that have been coming back all year round because they're finding that the anti-inflammatory benefits of the elderberry and the local honey are helping with their allergies.
So my daughter's right. Mosquitoes are terrible right now. I think from all the water we've been getting and all the rain, my poor daughters have gotten bit like 5 times in the face and they're all swollen. So what do you recommend for that? Are there some medicinal products that you sell or that you recommend?
So, you know, so for that itching and for the skin irritation, I do make a really great product called First Line Skin Salve that actually does have some propolis in it and a couple other herbs that I infuse. And I have a lot of customers that use it specifically for the itches. Elderberry syrup isn't an antihistamine. But you know what? My son was allergic to mosquitoes when he was a child. And I can't tell you how many trips to the ER we had to take, because when he would get bit and anywhere near a joint, it would just go crazy.
It's a histamine problem, though. It's histamine overload. It's histamine. Right. And I think I have the same issue, and I think I'm giving it to my daughters.
You know what? And knock on wood. So this is one of the reasons my sister gave up beekeeping, not only because she had a small backyard in the city, but every time she got stung by a bee, her reaction got worse. But you know what? I get stung by a bee, then you can't even tell. You don't even know I get stung by a bee. And that's one of the reasons I don't use gloves when I beekeep.
Right.
A, because it's cumbersome. I feel like I'm squishing the bees. But, you know, I've got good old arthritis in my hands and my basal joints are shot. So when I get stung, I don't have any reaction. Right. And it helps me feel better.
So I'm sorry if you already answered this, but what do you recommend for the histamine? What do you recommend for your son, for anyone dealing with that?
Back in the day, unfortunately, it was over-the-counter stuff. Yeah. I haven't tried anything, any type of bee product for a histamine.
Okay, gotcha. It's more for the itching, the topical.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Topical for the itching. You got it.
Now, you're like a wellness shop over there. So what other wellness products do you carry?
So, you know, I've got the propolis, which is a resin that the bees collect from trees and plants. And propolis, again, there's tons of research on it. It is antibacterial, antifungal, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory. And I actually carry a propolis nasal spray that I cannot keep in stock. My customers are telling me they're ditching their Flonase, and that it is relieving all of their nasal allergies. I carry CBD wellness products. I'm at a CBD store, but I am a beekeeper that no longer takes over-the-counter pain reliever for my bone-on-bone knees.
Nice.
My shot basal joints, I control it all with CBD.
Is that a gummy, or is that drops?
So I have a CBD honey. I have CBD gummies. I have oil that you do sublingually. I have some teas and I have topicals.
Topical cream. Gotcha. Yeah. You do it all. I love it.
I do it all. Yep. And I have some great herbal infused honeys. You know, I have one honey that's called a first aid honey, and it's got garlic, it's got lemon balm, it's got echinacea. So when you're feeling that icky stuff, there's some great honey to take that's got a lot of good herbs in it.
So you have honey that's infused with herbs and with CBD.
It's two separate ones. Yeah, I've got I've got honey that's infused with CBD, and then I've got honey that's infused with herbs. And then I do some infused honey with my elderberries.
What about infused with ice cream? I'm like salivating over here.
I have some honeys that is, you know, I have a beekeeper in Pennsylvania that infuses his wildflower honeys with fruits and vegetables, extracts and spices from apple to watermelon. And he's got some lavender, and blackberry, and some razzleberry. And I use that over my Greek yogurt. Delicious.
Oh my gosh. I'm salivating over here. I'm getting hungry. Okay, so do you offer any classes or workshops for a bee and honey novice?
So I do not offer any classes on how to keep bees, but I will talk to you all day long about it. But I do presentations. And, you know, before COVID, I was going into nursery schools. I went into ladies' auxiliary luncheons. I went into Sunday schools, libraries, and I would tailor my presentation to my audience. So I could present to three-year-olds and I can present to 60 to 90 year olds. I have lots of sensory items, beeswax to smell, honey to taste, you know, great games to play. Can you spot the queen? And just, you know, fun facts to learn about the bees. But last year I didn't do any of that. So this year I've had a few phone calls and I'm excited about doing some more presentations, and talking to you right now is great. And it's something that I've missed because of COVID.
Yeah, I'm going to connect you with, if you're okay with it, with my daughter's preschool teacher. I don't know if you're looking for more workshops, but yeah, after this podcast, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So what is the beekeeping sensory room that you have in your store? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so I'm actually sitting in it. And the beekeeping sensory room started because when my grandson was three, his preschool teacher asked me to come in and talk about the bees. And it was the first time I did it, and I just fell in love with it. And my grandson, I would always try to get him out in the yard with me. He has his own beekeeping suit. He's now going to be eight. But when I opened the store, I said, you know, that's really, really important to me, is to share this passion with the kids and talk about the bees and not have them be afraid of it, and have beeswax for them to smell, and pictures for them to look at. And I have a hive in here that we can open up and pretend they're doing a little inspection. And so the beekeeping sensory room is just that. It's all about our senses, and it's just stuff for kids to come in. There's a little table for them to sit at, a little bee game that they play with, and mom and dad can shop around and they can hang out in the beekeeping sensory room.
So let's talk about you and your business here. What is the most rewarding part of entrepreneurship?
Talking to my customers, having my customers come, that's what it is.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, I could see that when I met you. I could see that when I met you 3 weeks ago. You were talking to everybody and just genuinely talking and passionately talking. It was awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, when COVID hit and we had to close, I was closed for 87 days. And thankfully my online orders picked up, but I came in here every day by myself alone, made product, packed orders, took them to the post office. And I'm like, my gosh, I really miss having my customers come in and seeing them and talking to them. And that's what I enjoy the most. Yeah.
Now, how do you practice self-care?
Well, that's something that I am trying to get better at. But but self-care for me is going out and sitting in the yard, walking around our property, hanging out with my grandkids. That's my self-care. I'm working on a gratitude journal right now, trying to get better at writing each day, something that I'm grateful for.
What about, do you like to read? And if so, what are you currently reading?
I love to collect books. I have so many books that someday I wish I could read. And so I flip through a lot of books. But actually, so one book I'm reading right now, working on, is Ula, Finding Balance in Your Life. And so I'm learning on that, or I'm learning about that, and I'm reading just, you know, from finances to family to fun to business, friends, how to get all that balanced.
That's a huge word for being an entrepreneur. I know how that is, being a business owner. And you're probably getting busier now, in-person events, a lot more customers coming in. So
So coming up, I think the podcast will be after it, but August 7th and 8th, I'm going to be at First of Its Kind. This is the first year. It's called the Riveter Festival. And I was invited to it by the person that started this. It's all women-owned businesses, and it's going to be in Victor. And I'm really excited to be part of it. I think there's about 30-ish women-owned businesses that are going to be there.
Very cool. Now, how can listeners connect with you online to hear more about your business?
Yeah, so I am big on social media. So on Instagram and Facebook, they can find me at The North Bee. And then I do have a website called thenorthbeeshop.com. And I have pictures and I try to do some blogs and you can order products on there. People can reach out to me. They can email me at thenorthbee@gmail.com and stop into the store at 27 North Avenue in the Village of Webster.
Yes, it's a really cool store.
Thank you.
Who inspired the name? Where'd the name come from, The North Bee?
So there's a phrase called True North.
Yeah.
Okay. And it kind of just means what you're really all about, what really inspires you, just your thing, you know, your true North.
Stay focused.
Huh?
Stay focused, right? Like find your direction, stay there. Yeah.
And so that just stuck with me, and I wanted to do something with that name, but I couldn't use True North. And so I live in Ontario, which is the farthest you can go north, right? So I just came up with the North Bee, just putting all kind of that stuff together, and that's how I came up with it. Yeah,
I love it. It's catchy. So final question for you: if you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here, where would you take?
So that was a hard one for me, but I'm going to say the first answer would be my store.
Good plug.
Other than that, I thought this is really cool. My son makes buttons, and this button says, "Want to eat garbage plates by the Genesee River?"
There you go.
But, you know, I really like Strong Museum. Strong Museum is a favorite place of mine for indoor activities. And then other than that, I think I would have to go to like Fairhaven or Letchworth State Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could see you liking Strong Museum. I mean, when I was in your kids' room there, it was kind of like that. It was very influenced like that.
What was that?
Your room, your kids' room, the sensory room. I feel like it seems like it'd be a room in Strong Museum.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I like that.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate what you're doing for Webster and for Rochester. It's a really cool, unique store. So listeners, definitely check it out in the Village of Webster. And it's more than just bees and honey. It's a wellness shop. And you're passionate about getting people healthier. So thank you for that.
I am. Thank you. Thank you so much for finding me, reaching out to me and visiting me in my store. And I really appreciate you allowing me to speak with you.
Absolutely. And we'll connect again about maybe another workshop down the road or talking about preschool for my daughter's preschool class. Yeah.
Please do.
Well, thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Amy shared with us today. And we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me, go to my website, driscollchiropracticny.com, read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@driscollchiropracticny.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me.
And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.